Film.
And Furious.
Welcome back for another Angry Film Review. Due to the nature of this podcast, there are bound to be some unavoidable spoilers. So if you've not seen this film yet, hit pause right now and come back when you've seen it.
If you want to hear more Film and Furious movie reviews, don't forget to subscribe and check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy. Thanks for listening.
Right, if you're still listening, don't blame me. June 1984. If you listen to my review of the June 2021 version, you'll have heard my admissions that I've never actually seen the 1984 version. After watching June 21 for the second time last week, I sought out a copy of the original and watched it. Oh my god, how bad was this film? It was awful. The special effects were rubbish, even for 1984. I was surprised about the amount of famous faces. I knew Sting was in it and the bloke from Twin Peaks, but I was surprised to see Picard in there. Did Patrick Stewart ever have a full head of hair? Anyway, one of the things I did notice, the 2021 version literally duplicates a few of the scenes, gospel and verse, straight from the 1984 version. I think watching the 2021 version, had I been a fan and had I watched the 1984 version previous to it, I would have been like, oh yeah, wow. Doing it the other way around was a little bit weird. Nevertheless, I'm still going to score this film 1 out of 5. Absolute drivel. Should have gone straight to DVD type thing, this film. The remake is infinitely superior in every single way. Have you seen this movie yet? Are you going to see this movie? Do you agree? Do you not agree? What would you give it out of 5? You can let me know on Twitter. It's at The Abductee. Don't forget to check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy, where I talk about popular and not so popular conspiracy theories with Carlos and occasional guests. As usual, thanks for listening. See you next time.